Some weeks ago, businessman Scott Oran warned us on this program that food and commodity prices, as well as freight costs, were in for a steep rise. Well, since then, we've heard a similar fear expressed by others in business. It is important that we continue to focus attention on this matter because of its social, economic, and political implications for us, and because we are already starting to feel the pressure. Some days ago, this local source sent me a text in which he said that the price increases they are getting from abroad on most products are in the vicinity of 20 to 25%. These hikes are on both product and freight. He said what makes it worse is that there's a shortage of shipping containers, for according to him, if you do get the containers, then 9 times out of 10 you cannot get on a ship because many of them are overbooked. He says the outlook for the Barbadian consumer is not good. To back it all up, he pointed out that freight rates from the Far East have shot up from $3,000 to $10,000 and $11,000, while from Europe they've gone from about $1,700 to over $4,000. We also went to the Financial Times that looked at the ingredients for breakfast and how they are moving. According to trading on U.S. futures markets, prices for bulk contracts of coffee, milk, sugar, wheat, oats, and orange juice have jumped 28% on average from 2019 levels. The futures markets are where companies lock in supplies or hedge their exposure to commodities costs. According to the Financial Times, if you add pork to that list, then it pushes the average price rise to 32%. Analysts are pointing out that the cost of raw ingredients accounts for only part of the overall price paid for products at the supermarket or in restaurants, and substantial cost increases are likely to be passed on to consumers across the globe. In April, the Food and Agriculture Organization's Real Food Price Index, which tracks a wide range of products, hit its highest level in a decade. And what's driving all of this? Experts are pointing to strong demand from China, stockpiling of grains by governments since the outbreak of COVID-19, and dry weather in key exporting countries. These have all combined to contribute to rising prices of agricultural products. Wheat prices, for instance, are up by 16% since the start of last year, while corn has surged by more than 60%. Corn has been driven higher by Chinese buying, which in turn is fueling higher prices for alternative grains, including wheat. It is said that the scramble to stock up, evident in the early months of the pandemic last year, has receded. Yet, according to one analyst, the demand for inventories is still strong. For countries that import a large share of their food, such as Egypt and Pakistan, and I suppose you could say Barbados as well, a sharp rise in shipping costs has added to the price of ingredients. The Baltic Dry Index, a benchmark for the cost of bulk shipping, has hit its highest point in more than a decade, soaring on the back of the commodity demand surge and pandemic-induced bottlenecks. But these soaring prices are not restricted to food alone. Prices in China for commodities such as iron ore, steel rebar, coal and copper have surged to record highs this month, prompting the government to step in to curb what it describes as unreasonable cost increases for consumers. As the world's factory floor and largest construction market, China has been the main driver of global metal markets for more than a decade. What all this means for us is that the cost of food is not our only worry. Building and other costs are also likely to hit the roof. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.